So, how does it feel sitting here? Like, you feel hot or cool, comfortable, peaceful, sleepy? What's the mood of the mind? So, in all kinds of ways, we're constantly establishing awareness. So listening, same suggestions as this morning then, non-becoming, non-aversion, presence, non-anticipation. So listening, contemplate, receptive. You're not reaching forward to hear a sound, you're letting sounds come to you. So the mind is attentive, but it's at ease. And to do this, you have to let go of thinking. Then feel the body, feel the posture, feel the body. Set up the posture so it's well grounded, rising through the spine. Whole body awareness. So get a sense of the body being in awareness rather than you being in your head looking at the body. So include your eyes, your head. So the whole torso, shoulders. And I'll let go of all perceptions or thought concepts about the body. Just feel it as like energy, pressure. And in that whole body awareness, I feel the breathing. So you're not like focusing your eyes trying to look at the breathing, but you're just allowing the breath to become conscious. And bring your attention to the center of the chest. Feel the rising and falling of the chest. Again, don't tighten your eyes. Just let those feelings come to you. These suggestions are so that you keep your attention very broad. You don't become localized and contracted. So your attention is very broad and open. And then you feel it rising and falling into heart, the center. So welcome the in-breath. And let go in the out-breath. Stay centered at the chest. And when you breathe in, don't tighten the hands. Don't tighten the eyes. And on the in-breath, imagine someone who, when you think of them, it's easy to feel kindness or love, gratitude, some sense of open-heartedness. So on the in-breath, I imagine Ajahn Sumedho. I bring him in on the in-breath into the heart. And then on the out-breath, may you be well. So the image of the person, rather than thinking about them, just the image of the name. And the image evokes the feeling of open-heartedness, of gratitude, kindness, love. So you want to evoke that feeling. And then you draw that in to the center of the chest on the in-breath. And on the out-breath, you reinforce that by well-wishing. May you be well. You're not trying to manufacture a deep sense of love. You're simply allowing that relation you have to the person open the heart. So even if it isn't kind of profoundly emotional or whatever, that doesn't really matter. It's just the intention. So you have several elements. The breath calms. The image evokes open-heartedness. You're centered in the body. And you repeat the pattern. Try to sustain the image and the name for the whole in-breath. And then the well-wishing. May you be well for the whole out-breath. So for the whole, all the time, you're still watchful and available. You're still practicing awareness. You're not preoccupied or heedless, but you're using just a particular theme to sustain awareness, and a theme which has a very relaxing quality, a very opening quality. But you're not trying to get or manufacture anything special. So even if it feels kind of ordinary, that's fine. It's the awareness that we're strengthening. Then change the person. By changing the person, you kind of press the refresh button, don't you? So you bring up another name. Again, it's not associative thinking. You're not thinking about the person and your history with them. It's just a name or an image which evokes a heart response. So it doesn't, it could be a pet, it could be anything really. So a new image, a new name, draw it into the heart, a breath, may you be well. All the time sustaining watchfulness, availability. Now bring yourself into this, so you can use your own name, or just, may I be well on the in-breath, may I be free on the out-breath, or use your own name. So you fill up your own being with a kind attitude. So stay with the breath. Breath calms. Stay at the center of the chest, stimulating that area. Evoke that attitude or feeling. All the time, non-becoming, non-greed. So it's still an exercise to sustain a presence, watchful, available. So, experiment with that. Sometimes people just like to drop the language and just breathe with that sense of open-heartedness. Sometimes the use of the images helps. And sometimes you just introduce the images every now and then. And when you find you're thinking again, you're preoccupied with the future or the past, whatever, then reestablish a kind of clarity and direction. And kind of go through that like a routine, listening, posture, breathing at the heart, evoke the image. It's a kind of routine that brings you into a practice. And each step is watchful, available, mindful. So patience, the willingness just to be very humble and return to the awake mind, training in little steps at a time. Because the thinking mind can seem so obsessive. Just be very patient and just trust in constantly awakening. So it's a kind of humble, patient attitude rather than demanding something from it. And then if the thought patterns are obsessive, use not me, not mine, or unsure. Put in the language of letting go. So as the sitting progresses, if you start to get physical discomfort, certainly move if you need to, but part of physical discomfort is just trying too hard, and part of it is just being incarnate in a body. So it's one thing you observe, the way you make effort, how it affects your body, and then the discomfort that comes from a longer sitting, you have to be really aware of the aversion to that, and how the mind starts to think about when is the sitting going to end. So the mind starts to anticipate, and then actually the discomfort gets bigger. So then you try to come back to mindfulness of discomforts just this way. So you're watchful, available, but not willful, so you move when you have to move. But actually just learning to bear witness to discomfort is obviously an important lesson. So what is the physical discomfort and what is the mental agitation? One of the things you learn about, don't you? to the walking for an hour.